Man, boy, you ought to have that. I couldn't get him to take it. Am I on? We're off. Can you check? On. Okay. All right. It's good to be in the Lord's house. Boy, it's good to be saved. I'm glad I know Jesus, ain't you? I appreciate Brother Dale Owens and his family. Young. Oh, Lord, have to bless him. Appreciate your singing. I won't be long. I may just testify a little bit and say, and let somebody else preach. It'll be all right, wouldn't it? 16th chapter of Matthew. Don't know what to do with this. This is what I got on my heart. I just have to see what the Lord wants to say to us. Matthew, I think it's 16th chapter of the book of Matthew. Very familiar scripture. Nothing new. 13th verse. Don't mind resting your seat just a minute, do you? That sounds pretty loud, though. 13th chapter of Matthew, or the 16th, excuse me, 13th verse. The Word of God said, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, Son of Man, am? I'm glad I can know who he is. They said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? I would ask you that this morning, wonder what your answer would be. Whom say ye that I am? I've been a-praying here lately that all of my children, and I've got four of them, more than anything else, that they'd be able to say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And it's a revelation from God, a real revelation, to say that with your heart and not with your mouth. But he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. For flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charge his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. You may be seated. I'm glad to preach just for a few minutes, if God will help me on this simple thought this morning, on the 18th, in this 18th verse. He said, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want to say today, thank God for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad that there is a church in this world. I'm not talking about just an organization. I'm talking about a living organism. I'm not talking about a club now. I'm not talking about what the world might call a church. I'm talking about what Christ might call the church. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm glad this morning that there is a sure footing place for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was sitting back there just a minute ago thinking about what uncertain times we're in. I mean, our government, we look at its uncertain times. And a lot of the church world in our day, it seems like it's so uncertain and everything is so unsettled. I'm glad I can preach today about something that is sure, it is settled, and it will satisfy. Thank God today for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about what they call the church. I'm talking about what the true church really is. The true church is not just a bunch of people just joining together and building a building. Oh, no. Thank God, I'm glad I got in the true church one day. I'm glad when the Lord speaks to my heart and says, who do you say that I am? I'm glad that I can answer in the affirmative. I'm not talking about put on. I'm glad I can raise my hand toward heaven, hallelujah, and say thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I'm glad there is a church
just see him. Now he didn't say the gates of hell wouldn't try. They've been trying everything since this thing started. The devil's been trying to destroy the true church and tear it down. I'm glad it's still a-going. It ain't a-going down. You can't tear down the true church because it's not built on anything that can be torn down. Jesus said, amen, he told those fellas, he said the stone that the builders rejected, it's become the head of the corner. We're not built on some shallow something today, but the church, hallelujah, of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's built on the rock of all ages. Amen. I might just testify a little bit and bring on Jesus, but if you're on in the church today, you ought to realize how secure we are. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And everything since this thing started, Satan's been trying to tear it down, but it's sure, and it's settled, and it's secure. They said, why? We'll do away with this church. They told them early disciples, they said, don't you preach, don't pour in that name. They said, why should we obey God rather than man? Judge ye. And then they turned around and said, why these fellas are turning the world upside down with their doctrine. I'm glad to report today, hallelujah, there's still a church in this world. It's not a dead church. It's a living church. It's a church of the living God. And I feel right nice being in it. Amen.
I would stay back there and read my outline, but I got one.
On this rock, I didn't say it. Paul didn't say it. Abraham didn't say it. Isaac and Jacob didn't say it. But God's eternal Son said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm glad it's a sure church. It's a settled church. I don't know which church you're in. I'm on the winning side. I'm in Christ's church. It ain't going down.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're all facing the devil.
Right, brother.
Facing battles, facing storms, different parts of the around here and yonder. But ain't you glad? Thank God that wherever we're at, if we've truly been born again, amen, we can say, but with Christ, he's promised on this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail again. I quit right now, couldn't I? On this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. You know the church in our day, so-called church, it's looking pretty thin in a lot of areas. Amen. I like when Jesus said, who do men say that I am? Brother Larry, I'm glad Peter looked at him, didn't stutter a bit. He said, why, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, now this is a mark of the true church. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven, the true church, amen, has been born again, birthed into the family of God. There's been a divine revelation that's come to their heart. And when they got that divine revelation, there's been a new birth, but a man birth. I like what Brother Henley said last night. That's right. That archetype of the Christ. Amen. One door in. And you can't come out that door once you went in it. You say, preacher, you mean you believe in eternal security? Oh, yes. I believe if you ever got in, you ain't getting I feel good in my soul. What kind of church are you in today? You say, I'm in a Methodist church. I don't care if you are. You say, I'm in a Presbyterian church. I don't care if you are. You say, I'm in a Baptist church. I don't care if you are. I don't want to mess up us independent Baptists if we are independent Baptists. But there'll be a few Methodists in heaven. There'll be some Presbyterians in heaven. Everybody, I mean everybody, has been born again. Everybody has been washed in the blood of Jesus. Everybody has been baptized by the Spirit of Christ. They got in the body. They've got their feet on a solid rock. Yes, I started to shout right at doing it. On this rock, it wouldn't let out of them quit. Well, you'd quit too. We'd quit together, Brother Dale. But on this rock, I'll build my church. There's going to be a few times, man, listen to me. There's going to be a few times the Brother Milvins won't be around when you ask. There's going to be a few times some of the great preachers are going to be around for you. But there'll never be a time that Christ Jesus, the Lord of glory, can step up where you're at and say, upon this rock, I'll build my church and the gates of hell. Amen. He'll show up. He showed up in the fire. He showed up in the flood. He showed up all down through the years. He'll still show up in 2009. Hallelujah. I didn't want to preach today. I'll be honest with you. I didn't.
I like it when you don't want to preach.
I'm tired to hide. I'll just be honest with you. You've never seen such a scaredy preacher. I'm always scared to preach. I am, brother, and I'm scared to death. All these years, I'm still scared. Oh, thank God. Well, I feel in my heart today to know he's a-saying, on this rock, I'll build my church. Amen. It takes the same Christ for a young preacher as it does a middle-aged, as it does an old man. It's the same Christ. Hallelujah. And he's not going to let us down. On this rock, it's a pretty sure footing. Now listen. You know what I believe? I believe the true church is still running. I believe that. I believe the true church is still the same with the true doctrine. I believe the true church is still the same. Oh, you say, but what about that verse 6 and that other stuff? What about them? What about them? John said they went out from us, but they were not us. He said that if that had been of us, that are no doubt remained with us, that are staying with us. I tell you, the true church, it ain't going nowhere till Jesus comes. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, give me something deep. You go any deeper than Christ kicking over something in your soul, son, you done went too deep. Amen. Amen. On this rock, I'll build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He's still a trying today, but he ain't going to get it done. The devil, I'm trying to get you to quit. Come on now, you holians. You shake your head that way too. I know you hate to admit that, but just go right like this. It ain't hard to quit. quit. Well, I've quit seven times sometimes between Sunday and Wednesday. It's just hard to say quit. It's about the time I think I'm done for. I'm like old Ezekiel. I say, baby Jeremiah. He said, I ain't making mention of his name anymore. I've been locked up. I've been made fun of. I've been thrown down the mud. I ain't making mention of his name anymore. And about that time, when the deacons won't call me, and my wife maybe don't be sympathetic, somewhere, somebody will show up, and he'll say, who do you say that I am? And it'll warm my soul. I'll say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I'll say, Lord, it's like a fire shut up in my bones. Let me tell it one more time. If your feet's on the right rock, it's an anointed rock. Every now and then, the one that got his order will show up and he'll move on you and he'll let you know you're alive with soul. Build in a spiritual house. I didn't want to preach today, but in fact, the anointing one come by and kissed me a little. Hey, listen, I don't claim to be no great preacher, no great theologian, but I'm going to tell you something. You get the feeling what I got inside of me, it'll make you take another lap. You walk up in a dark room every now and then. Hallelujah. The preacher's listening. Walk in the dark study every now and then. You ain't seem to feel God. Maybe in 7 weeks sometimes. But you can walk in there and the blessed Lord let you grind your feet on the rock of all ages. And he'll say, son, flesh and blood, not reveal this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven, and praise God, he'll rise up in you and cause you to take another run. Oh, I could get up and hammer on how you ought not to wear shorts and how you ought to cut your hair. I could hammer on stuff like that. Don't need to preach this about how I should say God. I can hammer on stuff like that. About how you ought to live right and live. Like what Hanley said last night. I know what he's talking about. Ain't been a few times I've knew things. God wouldn't let me touch them. Oh no, you say, oh, I got up there and bowled them over. Yeah, you go ahead and be a knothead. It ain't your church. It ain't my church. It's a church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Not yours, mine. You want people to live right and do right? Let him walk up and wake up their soul. Let the warmth of God move in them. That'll get it done. Amen. That'll cause them to do right. I ain't gonna tell you about that. I got four younguns. Four of them. Every one of them's perfect. Ain't none of them done wrong. You ain't got no youngins, have you? You know I'm lying. I'm a grace preacher. I'll repent in a minute. A lie. You know my youngest has done wrong. I'm going to tell you what touches them more than anything else. It's when they know Daddy loves them. It's when they know Mama loves them. And it's when the Lord comes by and goes a kissing on the inside. Oh, glory to God. Good loving Holy Ghost goes a kissing on them. And I let my boy say, Daddy, I love you. I've messed up. I've failed you. I'm glad Jesus said on this rock. church. It's a settled church. How many of you know you're saved? Know you're saved. Don't you know you're saved? You know you're saved. Evidently you don't. I'm going to pray for you. If you know you're saved, hold it up there again. I ain't going to play no game. Know you're saved. Now let me ask you something. How many of you that know you're saved? Though there's been times you've been in battles, there's times you've been in storms. How many times, how many of you that know you're saved can say, preacher, I'm satisfied. I was to see your hand. I'm satisfied. I know you are. You're satisfied. I tell you why you're satisfied. Because it's Christ. Amen. It's His church. And it's His revelation. He revealed unto us who He is. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. I'll quit. You say that wouldn't preach in well, testifying then. Call it what you want to. I don't care what it was. I've enjoyed it. We're living in 2009. Obama. I can't even pronounce his name. Obama. He's in the White House. There's a false church in this world, more like a club. But there's a Matthew, and there's a 15th chapter, and there's a Savior that said, upon this rock I'll build my church. And John said he saw him on the Isle of Patmos and walking in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. That same one down through Ephesus and Smyrna and Sardis, all the way down to Laodicea, walking in the midst, and said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. In 2009, he's still alive. He's still a rock. Hallelujah. And Christ still liveth and reigneth. I'm going to quit. And all I had was a verse. On this rock, I'm glad. I'm going to be honest with you. If you love God in these days, you've got a burden. You've got a burden for our young ones. Something going on down inside of you. Almost got to the place where we're saying, even so, come Lord Jesus. But He's not come yet. I got young ones in this world. I'm glad they're still in church. I'm glad they're still a rock. I'm glad there can still be a revelation from God to their heart. God's not dead. You say the church is dead. Get out of the one you in. Jesus said, on this rock, I will. He said, I might. I didn't have nothing to do with me getting in, did you? I wasn't looking for God. I was out on the ball field. He just come out there one day and said, what dear brother preached that yesterday morning about Paul? He'd come out there in the middle field. He said, I want you in the church. I got in conviction pretty bad. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't get no relief. Till that night, I believed under salvation. And there's a revelation made in my heart. And ever since then, I've been satisfied who I am. And where I'm going. On this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail.
are a peculiar people. You're a chosen people. You're a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. I'm glad. You're a royal priest. You're a royal priest. I'm glad that's a throne room we can